Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Narleski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball four. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Webb reaches second base with a double. Reeves goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to third. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narleski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hodapp scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves juggles the ball. That's an error on Reeves. Hudlin moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground that hits Morgan. Morgan is out and Averill is safe at first. There goes Morgan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb strikes out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Narleski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves juggles the ball. That's an error on Reeves. Sewell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to third for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lind scores. Hudlin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narleski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hudlin moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Morris reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morris moves to third. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Morris scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Narleski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Narleski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rein out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney pinch runs for Johnny Heving. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. Oliver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Tote, and towards Narleski, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narleski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Webb reaches second base with a double. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scarrett strikes out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Narleski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narleski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narleski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hudlin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narleski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narleski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reeves bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to second. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reeves scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-4 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing right field. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-4 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Carl Lind. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narleski misplays the ball. That's an error on Narleski. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.